Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Pei Beis. We left off at the Mishnah on Daf Pei Aleph and Beis. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, sponsored by the Church Avenue Minyan. Lila Nishmas, our friends, neighbors, and members, Yuri Sternfeld, Yuda Aryeh Ben Chaim, Tuvia Alevi, Alev Shalom, and Meisha Schwartz, Moshe Yisak Ben Yisrael Yaakov, Alev Shalom, and for Shleim, with the Fake Apparel, Bastava Rivka. It's also sponsored by the Galernton Morris and Sachs families for Refu Shleim, for Shira Bastava Raleah. It's also sponsored by my old friend Matthew Ustreicher, in memory of his father, Menachem Avram Ben Moshe Ben Yamin, Alev Shalom, who sadly passed away this week. It's also sponsored anonymously, Lila Nishmas, Sarah Freda Basavram Aryeh, Alev Shalom, whose second yard site is Gimel Adar, and for Chaim Naftali Ben Yaakov Shlomo, whose yard site is today. And it's also sponsored by Chani and JJ Hornblast to mark the yard site today of JJ's grandfather, Hugo Herman Zichrono Livracha Tzvi Ben Shmuel Chaim, and also sponsored by the Rolnick family of Teaneck, New Jersey, in commemoration of the Shloshim of Aviva Rolnick, Zichrono Livracha Aviva Golda Bas Yehuda Aleha Shalom, Neshama Shav and Aliyah. And we thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding again at the Mishnah on Daf Pei Aleph and Beis. And what the Gemara is going to talk about today is burning kachim that became tame or that became otherwise problematic, otherwise possible. The Mishnah is going to talk about cases where tame items are burnt together with using hegdish wood, and cases where you wouldn't use hegdish wood, where the people themselves would use their own wood to burn their karbanos that became problematic. The Gemara is going to have two different disputes between Rav Yosef and Rava. One of them is going to relate to why people couldn't just bring their own wood to the Beis HaMikdash. If you're burning your kachim tameim, why would you get to use the Beis HaMikdash's wood? Or at least let people have the option of donating their own wood, bringing their own wood. Why is it something that we insist that they use the wood from the Beis HaMikdash? And then the next mission is going to talk about when we would burn a karban that left, if a karban left Yerushalayim, so you have to burn it. Or a karban was Yatzah Chutzal Mechitzah, so you have to burn it. But when? Do you burn it right away, or do you wait till the next morning? Or if the meat became tameh, you have to burn it. But when? Right away, or do you wait till the next morning? And the Gemara is going to try to find the source for that halacha. The Mishnah also quotes a machlokas about when to burn a karban whose owner died, or the owner became tameh. And we have three different opinions as to what the circumstance of that machlokas is. Meaning, when did the owner die? Before the Zrikas Adam? After the Zrikas Adam? Does it not make a difference? So that's going to be the last discussion on the daf. So let's begin at the Mishnah on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Nitma Shalem Orubo, if the entire Karban Pesach became Tameh, or the majority of the Karban Pesach became Tameh, Sarfano Solifnei Abira, then we burn it by the Beis HaMikdash, Me'atzei HaMaracha, using the Atzei Hegdish that generally was designated for the burning of Karbanos. Nitma Mi'uto, if some of the Karban Pesach became Tameh, but not all of it, a minority of the Karban Pesach became Tameh, Vehanosar, or any parts of the Karban Pesach that you didn't finish eating, and it's now past the Zman Achila, Sarfenosar b'chatzir osein, ol gag osein, me'atze atzman, so then they would burn it using their own wood in their own homes, their own chatzeros, their own rooftops, but hatzaikonin, people who were very stingy, and they didn't want to have to use their own firewood in order to burn, so Sarfenosar l'fnei abira, then they would be able to burn by the Beis HaMikdash b'shvil lehanos, me'atze amara, and we'd allow them to benefit from the Atzei Maracha in that way, to be able to use the Atzei Maracha to burn their Hegdish. So that was something that was permitted for the sake of people who otherwise would not burn. That's what Tosafot points out, that the Tzaikanim were allowed to be Nena from Atzei Hegdish, because if we were to require them to use their own wood, they just won't burn the Pesach that became Nosa, and they will be Yavol De Aveira. They're going to leave this Kodesh meat around that's no longer viable. So why isn't it a violation of Mi'ila? Leiv Beis Din Masnaleim, that Beis Din decided that this is a viable use of Atzei Hegdish, and therefore Beis Din is allowed to make such a decision. So says the Gemara, our Mishnah said that if the majority or the entirety of the Karban Pesach became Tameh, so then you burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. My time, why do we require them, Dafka, to burn it in the Beis HaMikdash? Why can't they burn it anywhere else in Yerushalayim? Let them go back to wherever they're staying in the old city and burn it there. It's a basar kachim kalim that requires sreifa. Normally, it does not require sreifa in the Beis HaMikdash. Why would a carbon pesach be any different that it requires sreifa in the Beis HaMikdash? Some Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, somewhat startling, kedei levayshan, that this is a halacha that was dafka put in place in order to embarrass them. That normally we try to avoid embarrassing people, but here are people that weren't careful enough. They knew that they had to bring Karban Pesach. They knew you have to be very careful about Tumah, and they weren't so careful about Tumah, so we require them to burn it. Lefnei Abira, where everybody's around, and because they realize they're going to have to suffer that indignity, maybe they'll be more careful next time, and they're not going to want to become Tameh. But if only part of the Karban, they're not going to allow the Karban to become Tameh. But if only a small part, miut of the Karban became Tameh, or if it's no Sarmi Basar HaPesach, that's not considered, says the Meiri, such a major blunder where it's worthwhile to embarrass them. It's only worthwhile to embarrass them if what they did was a really big mistake. But that's not considered to be such a significant mistake that is worthwhile embarrassing them for. Only if it's Nitma Rubo O Kulo is it worthwhile embarrassing them. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, one of the Achronim, the Ahon Ashir, suggests, why is it that it says that if Nitma Miyuto, so where would they burn it? It says they would burn it b'chatzerosehen or gagosehen. It doesn't say they would burn it bebesam, in their houses. B'chatzerosehen or gagosehen, a semi-public area. So there is some level of embarrassment there as well, meaning we make them suffer a major embarrassment if they were very poshaya. If they were a little bit poshaya, we make them suffer a minor embarrassment. But they're not supposed to be burning it. They're not supposed to be burning it inside their homes, because then there would be no embarrassment associated with burning it inside their homes. There is a practice that the Achronim quote, that when it comes to burning chametz, that a person should burn chametz dafka outside of the home, not to use a fireplace to burn chametz, to dafka burn chametz in like we typically do, by the fire station, in a garbage can by the fire station where they keep a fire going, so we do that because that's where you can control the fire and for safety reasons, but there is a specific practice quoted by the Achronim to dafka burn outside of the home. So the Kaf HaChaim writes, the reason we burn chametz outside of the home is based on our Mishnah, the Basar HaPesach that became Nosar. The halacha is you're supposed to burn it b'chatzeroseyan or b'gagoseyan. So a lot of things that we do with burning chametz is similar to Sreifas Nosar, is the way they would burn Nosar. For example, the fact that you dafka, we do it b'sreifa, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Where does Rabbi Yehuda get the idea in Bir Chametz al Sreifa? We learn it from Nosar, the fact that you burn it dafka bayom. The Rama writes in Or Chaim Simtaf Mem Hey that we burn Chametz specifically during the daytime. So as far as the Makom Sreifa, we also learn from Nosar. So to burn it in the Chatzar or Alagag and not Bebayis is from our Mishnah. So we learn to do something similar when it comes to burning Chametz. The other suggestion that's offered by Achronim for that minhag has nothing to do with our Mishnah. The Marshal suggests that in a tshuva that the reason we burn it outside is we don't want to burn it in the regular oven, because the Marshal suggests that you're not supposed to get hana'a even from the ashes of burnt chametz. So if it were to mix together with everything else in your oven, then we might get hana'a from the ashes. So you put it somewhere, you burn it somewhere where you never burn anything, where you never cook anything, and therefore you're not going to get hana'a from the ashes. So says the Gemara Vayter, Nitma Miyuto, if a small portion of the carbon became Tameh, so then we said, okay, so you burn it in Chatzir Sein or Begago Sein. So Raminu says, I'll ask you, Astira, V'chein Mishiyatzim Yerushalayim Miniskash Yesh Belt HaBasar Kodesh. We learned way back on Daf Mem Test that if a person is leaving Yerushalayim and he realizes that he has Basar Kodesh, remember that was the mission that spoke about Holech Lishkotes Pischo and or Lamales Beno, and then he realizes he realizes that he has chametz back in his house. So one of the other things we mentioned in that Mishnah, or is someone is leaving Yerushalayim, and he realizes that he has Basar Kodesh with him. So he has a Kachim Kalim that's not supposed to leave Yerushalayim. So since it left Yerushalayim already, it became Pasul. So now this Basar Kodesh has to be burnt. So what do we say in the Mishnah? Im Avar Tzofim, how far has he gone? If he's already passed a certain location called Tzofim, from where you can see the Beis HaMikdash, we don't make him go back to Yerushalayim. He's already there. Sarfo b'mekamo, burn it by wherever he is, wherever he's up to on the road. V'im lav, but if he has not yet passed this location called Tzofim, chozer v'sarfo l'fnei abira me'atzei ma'aracha, he's got to go back and burn it with the atzei ma'aracha in the Beis HaMikdash. So apparently, this is even if a small portion of the carbon became tamei. He's or was yotzei chutz l'mechitza. So it doesn't say that that it's rova the carbon, or that it's the entire carbon. Apparently, you're allowed to use the atzei ma'aracha even for a miut of the carbon, against what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah said only if it's kulo or rubo are you allowed to use the atzei ma'aracha. Also, maybe you'll answer, no, the Mishnah over there, maybe he's talking about that it's rov habasar, but it's not, because the Mishnah, in that Mishnah, it says that how much meat does he have? Kibetza, machlokas, maybe even a kezayis, so it's clearly not rov habasar. So that's not a viable answer. You also can't say that over there, maybe the Mishnah is talking about stingy people, the tzaikanim that we spoke about in our Mishnah, that are always allowed to use atzei ma'aracha, because it should have said something about that. There's no indication back on Daf Mem Tes, so we're only talking about people who are very stingy. So it sounds like even if you're a regular person and you have a miut of your animal of your karban that's with you, that's tameh, that's was yotzei chutz l'mechitza, so that you go back and use the atzei ma'aracha. So isn't that a stira to our Mishnah? So the Gemara gives two answers and a nafkamina between them. So the Gemara gives two answers. Answer number one, Omer of Chama Barukva Lo Kasha Kan Ba'achsenai Kan Be'balabayis, that the Mishnah that says that if you're leaving Yerushalayim and you have Basar Kodesh, that's talking about a guest who's staying in Yerushalayim, so he doesn't have firewood on him to be able to burn the Basar, so we allow him to use the Atzei Ma'aracha because he's not in his hometown, he doesn't have available firewood in his house. Most people in their homes, they would have in the backyard, they would have a bunch of firewood because they were always using firewood. But Kan Be'balabayis, over here we're talking about a balabai, someone who lives in Yerushalayim. So since he has his own eitzim to use, why should we let him come back and use the atzei ma'aracha? That is Rav Chama Bar Ukva's answer. Rav Papa Amar, no, hava haba achsanai. We're both talking, both Mishnayos are talking about an achsanai. Kan shichzik bederech. No, the difference is, someone who's leaving Yerushalayim and he realizes he has Basar Kodesh, we're talking about that he already started traveling. And therefore, even though he has to go back, the Chum were not matriach him to look for Eitzim as well, meaning we're going to make him go back to the Beis HaMikdash, but we're not going to make him go scrounge around to find firewood. But Kan Shelo Echzik B'Derech, but our Mishnah is talking about a guy who hasn't yet started traveling, so even though he doesn't have a home in Yerushalayim, there's no reason to be Mekel, so let him go look for firewood to burn the Basar Pesach that became Tamei. Rav Zvid Amar, so Rav Zvid, the way Rashi understands this, explains the first answer of Rav Chama Bar Ukva, that the difference is between an achsanai and a balabais, and he says liolam kedamer meyikara. Rav Chama is correct. Kan b'achsanai, kan balabais. And don't say like Rav Papa that the chachamim were makel on an achsanai only if he already started traveling. No, we're makel on any achsanai. The alfa gav delo ichzik b'derech, even if he has not started traveling. Achsanai kiven de lasley asuuhu kitzaykanin. And the svara is that since he doesn't have wood, we treat him, we give him the same kula that we would give stingy people, because stingy people we're afraid are not going to burn it otherwise. So here's someone who may burn it otherwise, but it's going to be very challenging for him, very difficult for him. So we give him that kula. That the tzaikanim are allowed to use the atzei ma'aracha. We tell them to burn in the Beis HaMikdash, and we give them permission to use the atzei ma'aracha. So Tan Rabban, the Braisa tells us as follows: some of the basar of your carbon pesach became tamei or became Nosar. So Baul Sorfo Bechatzir Seir Me'atzei Ma'aracha Ein Shomelan. Let's say you say that, you know what, I want to burn it, but I want to use the Atzei Ma'aracha. So the halacha is we don't allow them to do it. Lifnei Abira Me'atzei Atzman Ein Shomelan. Or if they say, okay, I'll burn it in the Beis HaMikdash, but I want to use my own firewood. Why should I use the Atzei Ma'aracha? It was my mistake. I shouldn't have allowed it to become Tamei. I shouldn't have allowed it to become Nosar. So let me bring my own firewood to burn it. Why should I use the Atzei Ma'aracha?
Ain shomalem. We don't allow them to do that. So it says, well, wait a second. Bishlam me'atzer rachav ben chatzir osein ain shomalem. I understand that we're not going to allow them to bring some of the atzei me'aracha back to their own chatzir, dilma paishin minayu, because we're afraid that they may have extra wood, possibly de takala, and then they're going to come to use the extra atzei me'aracha. That's me'ila behegdish. You're not allowed to stop and use the atzei me'aracha for other things. So even though initially they'd be taking the atzei me'aracha to burn kodesh that became tameh, which is a proper usage of atzei me'aracha, but if they have leftover wood, then what are they going to do with it? Then they're going to cook dinner with that wood, so that's going to be a problem. That's going to be me'ila behegdish. Elufnei abir me'atzei ha'atzei my time alo. But if they want to be generous and they want to pay for the costs of the burning that are going to be happening in the Beis HaMikdash, why should the Beis HaMikdash have to suffer from the costs of their carelessness and allowing it to become tummy? So what's the problem? So it says Gemara, two answers and enough kamina. Rav Yosef Amar, Shelo Levayesh Misha Einlo. We don't want people bring their own wood to the Beis HaMikdash because not everybody could afford to bring their own wood to the Beis HaMikdash. So if that becomes a thing, that it's understood that that's a donation that you make, that when you have to burn some of your Kodesh, that you're going to bring your own wood. So we don't want someone who can't afford to be embarrassed. The whole takana of burning by the Beis HaMikdash was to embarrass these people. The whole point was to create a sense of embarrassment, but it's a very chashuva nekuda the Gemara is making over here. We want to embarrass them for allowing their carbon to become tameh, for being careless about halacha. We never want to embarrass someone for not having as much as somebody else, for not having as much money to be able to pay for the atzei me'aracha. That we're not going to go so far. Or put in a different way, slightly differently, that even when there is a heter to embarrass somebody, that the heter is only as far as chazal were misaking. You can't pile on. You can't just be say, oh, okay, this person, there's no iser of onas devarim klape this person. There's no iser of being malam bnei chaver barabim klape this person. No, what chazal allow you to do, that's what you're allowed to do. And not an inch more, not an ounce more. You're not allowed to do anything beyond what chazal allowed you to do. So this is the idea of takana, not to be mevayishes misha einlo. That idea of not to be mevayishes misha einlo, we do find in other situations. The Rama in Evin Ezra writes that there's a minhag that we observe to this day. There's a minhag that when we write a ksuba, so there are three parts to a ksuba. There's the ikr ksuba, that's the same for everybody. Oh, well, not for everybody. There's a ksuba masayim for a basula, mana for an almana, but that's, you know, pretty standard. If it's a basula, it's always masayim. If it's an almana, it's always mana. Then there is a tosefes ksuba that you want to add to the ksuba. So really, you can make any amount the tosefes ksuba. And then there's the estimation of whatever she's bringing into the marriage. You're estimating whatever properties she's bringing in, that's also what you're going to owe her to pay her back the value of that. So really, that should be an estimate of whatever it is, whatever she's bringing into the marriage. And if she's a wealthy girl and she has a closet full of designer clothing, so then you have to estimate what all that's worth. And if she's a girl who comes from a poor family and doesn't have anything, so then you estimate whatever little bit that she has. So what's our minhag? All ksubas are a standard form. They all say the same thing. Me'a zekukin kesef tsaruf. That's what we give for the tosefes ksuba, and me'a zekukin kesef tsaruf is what we give for the assessment of what she's bringing into the marriage. Now, at the time that they were masaking that amount, Rav Shachtova points out that it was probably a joke. Most women had nothing. They did a me'a zekukin kesef tsaruf. It's like $15,000. I don't know. It's a lot of that. Maybe not, it depends on the price of silver. I haven't checked. But it's a lot of money, me'a zekukin kesef tsaruf. They didn't have anything near that at that time. But shlo levayish is mishein. Know what? The rich girls are going to have one ksuba, someone else. But clearly, Medina de Gemara, that's the way they did it, right? The Gemara in Ksubas tells us that in the aftermath of the Churban, that there was a girl that was sitting pulling out barley from the galalim of Tachas Behemtum Shalom de Kuchavim. She was so starving, she was trying to pull out barley from undigested barley from animal waste to be able to eat. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saw her, and he says, Miat, and she says, Bas Nagdimon ben Gurion, I'm the daughter of Nagdimon ben Gurion, the richest man in Yerushalayim. And he says, oh, I remember her ksuba, and how much money was it? That's how he recalled. I remember her ksuba, how much money was it? But we do this standard ksuba, Shalom Levayish as Misha Einlo. So we have such halachos. The Gemara tells us in the beginning of Ksubas, that they made a takana, that tachrichin for a mace. It used to be that they would have fancier tachrichin for a wealthier person. And then it got to a point, the Gemara says, that the family, it became such a social pressure to put on a fancy suit on the mace, that the family would, as soon as someone would die, they'd skip town. They just couldn't afford the funeral expenses, so they would leave. So not to create that sense of inequality where people felt that kind of financial pressure, they just made it that it's simple tachrichin. And the Rabbi Gamliel, I think the Gemara says, was noig bizayin biatzmo. He said, I'm going to be the first one to do it. Meaning it's like the chasana takanas, right, that they made a while back. If you don't have the people, you know, the wealthiest people say, and I'm signing on, I'm doing, you know, we're going to keep these corona weddings, 150 people, and we're going to keep it going forward. Unless you have the wealthiest people that are willing to do it, forget about it. Because, you know, obviously the Rabbanim and the Rosh Yeshiva have to attend the weddings of the wealthiest people. So they can't make a takana. And then, so it's never gonna work. But so that's Rabbi Gamliel was no bizayon ba'atzmo in order to make it work. Okay, so that's as far as not to be invited misha einlo. Rava Amar, a different reason. Rava says no. The reason they didn't allow them to use their own wood to burn mats lefnei abira with their own wood by the base of Mikdash is mipnei achashad, that people will be choshed that if they bring home their leftover wood, people will think they're stealing, they're swiping wood from the base of Mikdash. Not everyone's going to realize that they brought their own wood. So that's a concern of chashad. So chashad is a legitimate concern. The post can bring a raya from here. The Marsham brings a raya from our sugya that you have such an inyan of chashad when there are many yechidim, even though they're not shutvim, because they well we'll see soon another inyan of chashad. He brings a raya from the fact that they'd be mamed the kohanim who were tamei by the shara mizrach. So chashad that they're going to say that they were misatzel to come to the Beis HaMikdash, even though there are so many of them. Normally we assume that there's no chashad when you're dealing with masses. So over here we don't yet have a raya from this line of the Gemara, because this line of the Gemara is only still talking about individual people who decide that when their kavan becomes tamei that they want to donate the wood. So that there's still a concern of chashad. So my benayu, so what's the nafkamina, whether the concern is shlo levayish is misha einlo or the concern is chashad? Ika benayu daisi kani v'charyusa. Let's say they don't bring wood that would be viable as atze ma'aracha. They bring a flimsy kind of wood that they would never use for the atze ma'aracha. So if your concern is chashad, no one is going to assume that when they take some of that home that they've stolen from the atze ma'aracha. It doesn't even look like the atze ma'aracha. The lo chazi l'ma'aracha. It's not roi for the ma'aracha. But if the concern is shalo levayish es misha einlo, well, that costs money also. So that would also maybe potentially embarrass misha einlo. Tananasim. We then had mishnah meseches tamid, meaning another machlokas, Rava and Rav Yosef. Once we mentioned that machlokas about why it is that you're not allowed to donate your own wood, and the two reasons are shalo levayish and chashad. So we have a machlokas about another thing that they would do, where same two protagonists, Rav Yosef and Rava, also argue whether it's an issue of shalo levayish or chashad. So it's not us. And the Mishnah Maseches Tamid tells us that every single morning after they would clean out the neros in the Beis HaMikdash, and then the burning of the Ketoris and the cleaning out of the neros of the menorah, so Rosh HaMaimid HaYamaimid Es HaTameim, the Rosh HaMaimid, the head ma'amados of Yisraelim that were assigned to be omid on the Karbanos to represent Klal Yisrael, so the Rosh HaMaimid would line up the Kohanim HaTameim, the Tamei Kohanim of that Beis Av, who were supposed to be working that day, but these Kohanim are going to be sidelined because they are Tamei Al Shara Mizruch, so he would stand them up by the Shara Mizruch of the Harabais. So they all had to stand there by the Shara Mizruch. So my time, why would you do that to them? Why would you just make the Tamei Kohanim from that day's Beis Av stand there? Some Rav Yosef, K'day Levayishon, Rav Yosef says, to embarrass them. They knew this was going to be their opportunity. How often did the opportunity come up to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? And they were so careless that they allowed themselves to become Tamei. Let them suffer some embarrassment for it. So the Achronim point out, not every tumah is something that's your fault, but nevertheless they were mevayish them, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was niskalgal adover that they became tamei dafka at that point, so you have to assume that that was min hashamayim as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was punishing them, so they apparently deserve to suffer some level of embarrassment. So we stand them up there to embarrass them. Rava Amar Bnei Achshad. Rava said, no, we don't want people to think that the reason that they're not doing avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, they don't want to miss a day of work. Right? It's like, you know, avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, it's like you have jury duty. Like, I'll do whatever I can to get out of it, because I don't want to miss a day of work to be able to go there. So we don't want people to think that they're treating avodah in the Beis Hamikdash like it's like. I'm not saying you should do that with jury duty either, but we don't want people to think that that's what they're doing, that they're trying to avoid missing a day of work. He says, no, we line them all up here. They can't do the avodah. They're all tameim. So my benayu, what's the nafkamina between these two reasons? Let's say you have people who never work. So everyone knows these people don't work. So there's no concern that they're doing this in order to avoid a day of work. But the concern of Levaishan is still something that we want to do. Inami de kagadol shishura. Or their job is such a, it's a kind of a job. They make, they're in the rope making industry, which apparently was not kishmak, and it paid very small amount of money. So if you can, if they can get off there, those are the people that are so excited when they get jury duty. They're much more exciting to hear about some interesting story than to go to their daily job. So they're very happy to get the time off of work. So there's not going to be any chashash. Okay, says the Mishnah. HaPesach sheyatza oshenitma. The Karban Pesach Nebuch. Can you imagine such a person that's excited to go to jury? That's what they have to spend. Okay, we should. It's an Indian that a person should enjoy what they do. You should. Okay, but anyway, HaPesach sheyatza. A person of Karban Pesach that goes outside of the Chomes Yerushalayim oshenitma or became tamei. You sarif miyad, so you burn it right away on Erev Pesach. Nitmua bailim oshemesu, but if it's not the carbon that became tamei, it's the bailim of the carbon that became tamei, or the bailim died, so then you don't burn the carbon right away, because the carbon itself, in the gufa carbon, there's no problem. The carbon itself is fine. So to uber to rasa, so then you have to wait till the next day when it becomes nosar, and then you're going to burn it. But you can't burn it right on Yom Tov. You have to wait until the sarif b'shisha. You have to wait until not the first morning of Yantav, you have to wait till the first day of Chol HaMoed. Only one day Yantav in Eretz Yisrael, obviously, so you wait till Shisha Asar, first day of Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yochanan Broka Omer, Avze Yisarif Miyal Yishen Lo Ochlin. No, you could burn it even on Erev Pesach, because once the Bailim are no longer there, the Bailim are either Tameh or dead. So now you know nobody's going to be able to eat it. So that's the same as the carbon becoming Pasul with the Pasul HaGuf. We're not going to treat it any differently than a Pasul HaGuf. So says Mar Bishlam Tameh, I understand very well the din of Basar Kodesh that became Tameh, that it requires Sreif. Because the pasuk says by kachim kalim va'basar asher yigah b'chol tamei lo yeachel be'eshi sareif el yotzei minalan. Where do I know this din that if the basar is yotzei chutz l'mechitzaso that it's going to require sreifa? Where do we derive such a halacha that it's that the halacha is that you have to burn a kachim meat that left its mechitza, that left beyond where it's allowed to go? So the chsiv, so the gemara explains, because the pasuk says by the seir of Rosh Chodesh that Aaron Banav burnt, the case was that after the Misa of Nadav and Avihu, on the eighth day of the Miluim, Aaron Ubanav, the remaining surviving children of Aaron, had to bring three different Si'irei Chatas. They had to bring a Si'ir Rosh Chodesh, they had to bring Si'ir Nachshon ben Aminadav, Nasi Yehuda, and they had to bring the Si'ir Izim for a Chatas that they were supposed to bring on that day. So Moshe Rabbeinu found out that Aaron Ubanav burnt the Si'ir Rosh Chodesh. They didn't eat the Si'ir Rosh Chodesh, and Moshe Rabbeinu got angry at them. He said, Madu alo achaltim es chatasim b'makom HaKodesh, the pasuk tells us. Moshe Rabbeinu said, why didn't you do it? Why didn't you eat it? What are you burning it for? Hein lo huva esdama l'kodesh p'nima. And Aaron responds, Hein ayom hakrivu es chatasam es olasam l'fnei Hashem, v'tikrano osika eilu v'achalti chatas ayom hayitav b'nei Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu agreed to whatever the taina was. So the Gemara is about to explain what this conversation was about. So Moshe Rabbeinu gets upset. You shouldn't have burnt it. You're supposed to eat the carbon. Aaron says, no, I was allowed to. I did the right thing. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're right. I made a mistake. So now, what exactly happened over here? So the pasuk says, Hein lo huva dama ela kodesh p'nima. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron, well, what's going on? So Amar lo Moshe l'Aaron, Madua lo achaltem es hachatas? Shem nichnas dama l'fnai v'lifnim? Why didn't you eat the chatas? Is it because the dam went ela kodesh p'nima and therefore it became possible because it went, normally we think of yatzah chutz l'mechitzaso as going further out, but further in is also a problem. So maybe it went where it's not supposed to go. The Rashash points out that the Lashon here is a little strange. Lefnai v'lefnim, it doesn't have to go lefnai v'lefnim in order for it to be pasul. The halach is, even if it's nichnas into the heichal, the dam becomes pasul. So it doesn't have to be lefnai v'lefnim, and in fact, there are alternate girsaos that only have lefnim, not lefnai v'lefnim. Lefnai v'lefnim implies the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But he said, okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, what happened? Why? What went wrong that you didn't need it? So Aaron said, "Love, no, it didn't go lifnim." Maybe he went too far out. It went outside of the mechitza, and that's why outside of the azara, and that's why you burnt it. Aaron said, no, it didn't happen either. Everything was fine. Bakodesh haisa, it was bakodesh. So Moshe says, ibakodesh haisa vehim lo huva zdam el kodesh penima madul lo achaltem elsa. If it was bakodesh, why didn't you eat it? So mechlal the inafka. The implication though was that if it would have gone chutz li azara, Moshe wouldn't have had any kashas in Aaron. Inami. Or if it would have gone into the heichal, basreifahi, then of course you would burn it. So you want a source for the idea that if the basar goes chutz mechitzasa, they have to burn it? There it is. It's the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was assuming that that's what must have happened if Aaron was burning these this seir. So it says Mar Bishlam and Nitma, I understand very well if it became the limud that we're bringing, that if it becomes tame, the pasuk says that lo yachbeishi sareif gali rachmana bekachim kalim, the Torah tells it to me about kachim kalim and kolshkim and kachim kachim, and then I'll know automatically by kachim kachim this din is going to be the same ele yotze. But this din of yotze that we're learning from the conversation with Moshe and Aaron, it's by the chatos of Aaron. So ashkecha and kachim kachim, it's only by kachim kachim that the Torah tells it to me. Kachim kalim inalan. So good, if kachim kachim goes beyond the azara, so then I know that they have to burn it. How do I know the kachim kalim that goes outside of Yerushalayim, outside of its mechitza, that it has to be burnt? So you can't learn kachim kalim from kachim kachim v'su. And not only that, haditanya, the din that we learned that lon dama, that if you have a korban that you didn't do the zrikas hadam and it's already too late, the day's already over, nishpach dama, or the blood spilled before you were able to do a zrika, or yatsa dama chutz laklayim, or the dam went outside of the azara, the kaimelin b'sreifa, that the halacha is in that case it has to be burnt as well, the korban has to be burnt minolan. How do I know that if nothing happened to the meat of the carbon, the dam of the carbon had some sort of problem, that it spilled or was lun or was brought outside of the azara? Where do I learn that from? So nafgalan, we learn it mid Rabbi Shimon. From where Rabbi Shimon learns it? Titania, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon darshans the pasuk bakodesh ba'ishti saref limir al chata shesreifasa bakodesh. That teaches us that a chata that became possible gets burnt in the azara. Saying the elazo bilvad sharp so the kachim kachim may mori kachim kala minayin. How do I know that all other karbanos of kachim kachim and all other and a murim of kachim kalim, how do I know that they also get burned? Tamalomer bakodesh be'ish tisarev. So that's from the pasuk says v'kol bakodesh be'ish tisarev. So v'kol we darshan that all psulim have a din of sreifa. So ashkan kachim 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 kalim minayin. So minolan, that's good for kachim kachim. How do I know that you burn kachim kalim that have these problems as well, that became possible that you have to burn them? So ela kol psulim bakodesh. So you have to say that the din of kol psulim bakodesh b'sreifa, anything that becomes possible, but kodesh, the halach is b'sreifa. Lo shnor kachim kalim, lo shnor kachim kachim. We don't have any distinction between kachim kalim and kachim kachim. But where do I learn from? Gemara Gemirila. It must be that it's halach l'moshe misinai. So all the limud from Psukim and from Aaron and Moshe, no, none of that. It's halach l'moshe misinai. V'chatas ta'aron mishamay seshaya kachaya. So why do we have to even record the conversation that took place with Moshe and Aaron, where Moshe Rabbeinu says, oh, what happened? And it was a yatzel chutz l'mechitzaso. I don't need Moshe Rabbeinu to say that to already know. I already have halach l'moshe misinai to tell me that it requires shefa. Yeah, but that's what happened. Meaning there was a conversation that happened, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu asked. So Ma'aseh Shaya, Kachaya, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu actually asked. But it doesn't serve as the source for the idea that there's shefa. Ultan de Rabbi Baravu, Adam Rafilu, Afilu Pigul, Ton Ibur Tzura, Minalan, according to the Shita that's mentioned in the Brisa, that mentioned by Rabbi Baravua, that even if a carbon became Pigul, that it requires Ibur Tzura, that you're not allowed to burn it right away, you have to wait till it's Tubur Tzura, so you have to wait till the next day. How do I know that din? So Yalef Avon Avon, Mi Nosar. We learn Pigul from Nosar. Vinelef Avon Avon, Mi Chatas Darum. But why don't I learn Gzereshava Avon Avon from the Chatas of Aaron, where it also says Avon? So by the Chatas, no sir, you're right, it was burnt the next day, but by Chatas Aaron, it was burnt right away, it was burnt right then. So if I want to learn what the halacha is by Pigul, why do I choose no sir as the model? Why not choose Chatas the Aaron as the model and burn it right away? Why do I wait till the next day? So Amalah Chatas the Aaron Kiyagavna Nami Ibert Tzura Ledoros Baya. You know what, if anyone were to have the same situation as the psul of the Chatas of Aaron, that became how did the Chatas of Aaron become possible? they became onanim because the Shnei B'nai Aaron died. So if there's an issue of aninus or tumah that people would have in future generations, exactly the same way Aaron had, then the halacha would be different than what Aaron did. The halacha would be that you wait till the next day. You don't burn it right away. So why did Aaron burn it right away? That was a rasha. That was a special exception, a one-time exception that they burnt it that day. The Rashash is bothered. Harasha. Who's making harashas in that generation? The only person that would have made a harasha would be Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what was going on. Moshe Rabbeinu said, what are you doing? So apparently this was a harasha based on klalim that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Aaron beforehand, and now when it came down to an actual case, he either forgot or whatever. So hasha darmina kol psuli dekodesh b'sreifa loshna dekachakachem loshna dekachem kalim gemara gemirila b'kodesh b'eshti sarif lamali. Wait, once we're going to say that everything's halacha Moshe Mishinei, the whole idea, whether it's kachakachem kalim, that any psul that happens, you burn it, it's all halachal Moshe Mishinei. What do I do with the pasuk of Bekodesh Beish Tisari? If that at least was a very basic pasuk that taught me that l'chora there's a din of sreifa. So says Maru Mibayalesh Sreifasa Bekodesh. Now that tells me where you burn it. That tells me that you burn it in the Azara. The fact that you burn it, that's halachal Moshe Mishinei. Where you burn it is Bekodesh Beish Tisari, that you burn it in the Azara. So now the Gemara explains this pasuk. Abbas Rashiga Bechal Tame Lo Yachel Beish Tisareif Lamali. The pasuk that teaches me that kachem that become tamei requires sreifa. Why do I need that pasuk? I already have halacha Moshe Mishinei. So says Mara, hulu gufei tzrich. That pasuk is needed to tell me that kachem that became tamei are supposed to be burnt. I halacha Moshe Mishinei, all psulei kachem are supposed to be burnt. Why do I need a pasuk about something that became tamei? Salka taitachamina kol psulei dekodesh kigon lon dama nishpach dama yatsa dama nishchata belayla de besreifa. I would have thought that the halacha Moshe Mishinei, it tells me all psulei kodesh have to be burnt, means that something went wrong with the dam of the korban. The korban was shechted belayla, so that's where you have halacha Moshe Mishinei. The less do b'chulim, because what's unique about all of those psulim is that such psulim could never happen to a non-korban. There's no such thing as lun dama, because there's no din of what you're supposed to do with the dam of a regular chulin animal. You shecht a cow, do whatever you want with the dam. I don't care what you do with the dam, right? There's no din of zrika, so there's no din of lun dama of any of that when it comes to a chulin animal. But by chulin there is such an inyan of something of basar becoming tamei. Say emal hold this avi be'uv din d'chol, that since something happened to it that could have happened to chulin as well, emal lo tibay sreifa, I might have thought that it does not require sreifa v'tiskele be'kvura, and you could just bury it. So kamash mlan, that's why it has to come and tell me that even a psul tuma even a psul tuma which could have happened to even a chulin animal, the halach is still b'sreifa. We then said that if the problem is with the bailim, you wait till the next day to burn it. But Rabbi Yochum and Baruch says, no, even that you burn right away. So what is it? What are the circumstances of the machlokas? Three possibilities. Amar Rav Yosef, machlokas nitmu bailim achar zrika. The whole machlokas is everything was good when you did the zrika, then the bailim only became tamei afterwards. This chazi basar achila, because at least that when you did the zrika, the basar became ra'oi to eat. Avol nitmu bailim lefnei zrika, but if the bailim became tamei before you even did the zrika, the lowest chazi basar la'achila, where the basar never had a moment where you could have eaten it, divrei hakol yisarif miyad, then everyone would say it was never kosher, so burn it right away, you don't have to wait till the next day. The whole machlok is that maybe you have to wait till the next day is because the basar was rotway at some point. So meisrei, the Gemara challenges this understanding. Zaklal kol she psula begufo yisarif miyad, whenever it's psula begufo you burn right away. Bidam bebailim, but if the psul is with the dam or with the bailim, tubar tsuraso the yitzel lebeis hasreifa, you wait till the next day and then you burn it. So katani bailim dumya didam. Apparently we put the problems with the bailim and problems with the dam in the same category. When would problems with the dam arise? Madam lefnei zrika, problems with the dam by definition only arise lefnei zrika. Once you did the zrika, I don't care about the dam anymore. So av bailim lefnei zrika. So the problems that we're describing with the bailim must also be lefnei zrika. And still we say you leave it till the next day. So don't tell me that if the problems arise lefnei zrika, that everyone would agree you burn it right away. So Eli Yitmar Hachi Yitmar, second understanding of the machlokas, that machlokas is bailim lefnei zrika. The whole machlokas is only if the bailim become tamei before zrika. The laws chazi basar lachila, where the basar is not roi lachila. Davlik psula begufo, where it's like a psula guf. Avol nitmu bailim liachar zrika, but if the bailim become tamei after the zrika, this chazi basal achila, where as soon as he did the zrika, the basal became raui, and now the bailam are first becoming tamei and creating a problem. So then divrei akol psulim machmas davar acher ubayi ibratzura. Then everyone's going to say you can't just burn such meat right away. Such meat was once raui to be used, and then you have a third understanding. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Af liach hazrika nami machlokas. That the machlokas is not only lifnei zrika, it's also liach hazrika. It's in both situations. Vaz Rabbi Yochanan Taimei, and this is Rabbi Yochanan l'shitaso. Dam Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch of Rabbi Nechemia amru davarecha. That Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch and Rabbi Nechemia both say the same thing, that carbon that becomes possible with the psul of the bailim gets burnt right away, and you don't have to wait for ibrit tzura. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch adamaran. That's our mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch says burn it right away, and Rabbi Nechemia Mahi Detanya, Rabbi Nechemia Omer Mipnei Aninus Nisrufazu. The Chatas of Aaron was burnt because they were Onanim Lekach Amar Ka'ela. That's why Lekach Nemar. That's why the pasuk says that that Aaron says to Moshe Rabbeinu V'Tekreno Si Ka'ela. So that since this happened to me, that I'm an Onan, I'm not allowed to eat the Chatas, and therefore I burnt it right away. Aninus Lachas Rikavia, but Aninus is after Zrika, and still he started Lialta the Aninus. That happened to Aaron is after the Zrika. It's like a psul bailim after the Zrika. So v'chi starf, the altar is starf, and still you see that you burn it right away. So you see that they both hold that even though that a psul that happens after the Zrika, you're going to burn it immediately. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up from the top of Pei Gimel Amid Aleph tomorrow.